from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
What's your guilty pleasure is the question we're asking now. Matthew, what's yours? Stay out of it.
Jammy Dodgers.
Jammy Dodgers. Yeah, yeah. You love a Jammy Dodger. Love you love a Chalky Dodger.
Yeah. Lovely jam biscuit.
Yeah. Oh. Jammy Dodger.
Jammy Dodger.
Jammy.
Mine's The Sims.
Oh, yeah. Sims. You love spending time on The Sims. Yeah.
That's barely guilty for you. That's just your pleasure.
That's my pleasure.
That's routine yeah, for that's you. That's framework. Night eating.
Night. I was just about to suggest night eating.
You love it. You love just a little pad down into the kitchen.
I do. I wake up with little chalky drops on the pillow next to me in the morning.
Nigella style.
Yeah, I love it.
Troy's padding around the house, getting chocolate biscuits out of the pantry.
It usually happens about 1:30 to 2 a.m.
Let me get me this list.
What are you doing?
Are you sleepwalking or are you awake when you do this eating?
I think it's a half sleepwalk and then I wake up in the pantry.
Not for the first time.
That just means that you probably are depriving yourself of things.
No doubt.
Of course you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh. Kylie Minogue has revealed her guilty TV pleasure is watching Gogglebox.
Oh.
So it doesn't have to be food related.
No, gosh, no.
You know, maybe you're a closet maths fan.
I reckon there'd be some out there. Yeah. A lot out there.
Sure. There'd be a lot of blokes out there that don't talk about their love of maths. Yeah.
And it's okay. You can admit to us that you love maths.
It's a safe space.
Safe, absolutely. When has it not been? During a recent appearance on Paris Hilton's podcast, I Am Paris. I wouldn't have thought Kylie would do that.
Quite a big podcast.
Earlier this month, she was asked what her favourite comfort TV show was. Maybe we should have asked that question. Let's throw it in now.
Yeah.
Have you got a comfort TV show?
Yeah,
sure. I'm right back into wrestling.
Are you?
Like, yeah, neck deep.
With who?
I took a spell from the WWE and now Nick and I like comparing notes.
Okay, you found another wrestling buddy at work.
Jeez, it's fun.
There's the British one and an Australian one, says Kylie, and it's basically cameras in various people's living rooms, so there'd be no hosts. They're watching TV, so they're reacting to watching TV, which you think, who's going to watch that? I watch it and millions of people watch it.
People
so she's just
it.
Really told Paris what the premise of Gogglebox is.
Gogglebox isn't very American.
What's your guilty pleasure, Glenn?
A Magnum Ego on the couch after a busy day and the kids are in bed, just to sit down and forget about the world.
Feed up.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Smash a Magnum, kids are in bed.
Good one.
A Magnum Ego has to be right up there.
Thanks, Glenn.
Which one's the Ego?
It's like chocolate, then it's got like a layer of caramel and stuff, then another layer of chocolate and the ice cream and whatever.
Right.
So
it's like double glazed windows.
Taylor's got it.
with caramel in between.
Shrinkflation.
Hey, Tristan. What's your guilty pleasure?
Hey, Marty, you all right?
An old
pedicure with the missus, an old sneaky one.
No way, Tristan. You gotta get your feet done or your finger?
No.
Petty is feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing better than an old toenail clip, mate.
Yeah. Oh, I want Will to come with me one day.
I get petties. Yeah, I get my heels done because they start cracking.
The best.
Yeah. Yeah, you're too young to have cracking heels. Yeah.
Very tickly, though. When they do that,
the amount of skin coming off my feet at the moment is astounding.
You got to get a milky foot.
Yeah, I got to do a milky sock.
Milky sock. Yes.
Could you help me with it, Mackie?
No.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We had Brendan who says Ramsay's kitchen nightmares.
I've been right into that recently.
That is so fun.
I love it when he gets in there and just rips some lazy half-assed cook in the one.
And they all think that he's going to be like, your food's amazing. I don't know what's wrong with your restaurant, but no. Yeah.
No, Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah. Kitchen Nightmares is the, that's like their MasterChef, I think, isn't it? No.
Wow. Watching that unfold in real time was hard for me because I like you so much.
The Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M. Testicle Tuesday. Testicle Tuesday.
Testicle Tuesday.
I often think about testicles. Doctors have warned, and they're not always testicle related, to be fair.
Mm. Right.
That's just the title.
Yes.
In the region.
It's a very broad church. Testicle Tuesday.
It's just got some fun alliteration, and we were like, do you know what? Let's just go with it.
That's right.
Sometimes you do it on a Monday.
Yep, that's right.
Todger Tuesday.
Todger Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. But then sometimes we talk about testicles.
Todger Tuesday.
The lack syllables.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We need a day of the week that starts with like G. So it's like genital Tuesday.
Oh, did you say genital Tuesday?
That was not your finest.
What is this?
What?
And it was all unnecessary.
Hang on.
What was that?
Did you just sing genital Tuesday?
Yeah. I'm actually going to cry.
Mate,
please.
You're in trouble. Yeah. I can't save you.
Stop.
No, you hung yourself out there.
You're in a heavy meeting post-show. I will text you through the day to ask how the genital Tuesday meeting went.
Yeah.
Because we are friends.
Please stop saying it. Please. Okay, what about genital
herself?
Jersey?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. And we let you dig that hole.
No, no one was.
Well, I didn't expect genital Tuesday.
No one was asking anyway. Yeah. I mean, what is that?
Okay, Troy.
Listen, take a breather. All right?
You didn't get
Thursday?
Much sleep.
No, stop.
Are we going to get back on track?
Yeah, well I'm trying.
Let's start again.
Tuesday. Genital Tuesday.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Doctors have warned that American men partaking in a bizarre sexual trend could be at risk of nasty infections leading to permanent erectile problems.
Well, obviously.
Well, let's read on and find out why.
Okay.
The kink is called urethral sounding.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Sounding for short.
It involves...
Thank you, Matthew.
This is removing one of the words there.
Not saving that much time.
It's better than urethral for short. Involves inserting a small metal or silicon rod into the urethral opening at the tip of the undercarriage.
Oh, what?
We've talked about it. Usually it's phone charges.
Yeah.
And usually these stories are out of China.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it seems to be big in the Chinese community.
Some people do it. We've seen it to, like, stay awake. Like, someone said he was doing it to stay awake while studying.
That's right, which is a lie.
Which was a phone charger. But that girl's going to zap you.
Yeah. You don't need to charge your testicles.
Oh my God.
Gee, Willie, there's a couple of photos come up on the screen there.
Google image is not required.
Sorry. Okay.
Workplace.
Big difference between a diagram.
Sorry.
You are on
fire. I just wanted to see the rods.
Well, the rods, sales of swords since 2019, I blame COVID. That's just blokes at home going, I am so bored. What happens if I stick this in here?
Sounding bored.
You know, you can get one of them at Walmart for $8.99.
Goodness.
They're giving them away.
Jeez, they're cheap.
I feel like that's cheap for a urethral rod.
A bit more expensive if I'm going to be doing that with it.
You want to pay $50 so you feel special.
Like some stainless steel or something.
Oh, yeah. You want a quality product. The craze has been popularised by men on social media who speak of the benefits, as well as TV shows such as Netflix's The Ultimatum, Marry or Move On. What?
Goodness. What?
Quite the ultimatum.
They must talk about
marry
it.
Marry me or I'm going to get into urethral sounding.
Hosted by Nick Lachey.
I know, that's... And his wife.
Oh. Nick Lachey? Who
the
was he?
He was... No.
Isn't that
he was married to Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But wasn't he...
He was a singer, wasn't he?
Not Backstreet Boys.
He was one of the first reality show guys.
Yeah.
Newlyweds.
98 Degrees.
Yes,
98
that's
Degrees,
right.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, God, how awful. Patients who practice urethral sounding, okay, it's a training thing. You start with a small rod, you end up with a traffic cone.
That's a funnel.
Put something in this funnel for me.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
San Antonio Zoo, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it's a bit of fun, is bringing back its viral fundraiser that sees people make a donation to the zoo, it's a good idea, in exchange for naming a cockroach or a piece of vegetable or even a rodent after their ex. Hey, let's go. Good idea.
So then they get fed to the snakies.
Yeah, jilted lovers are able to pick the option to donate 5, 10 or 25 to the zoo in exchange for an edible item being named after their ex.
Nice.
It'd be fun to feed a rat to a snake if you really had a bad breakup.
Yeah.
You went, there goes Susan, straight down that snake's face.
Do you get to watch it happen? Like, I wonder if it's, you just get to know that it's happening, like, sweet revenge.
They don't put a little name tag on it or something.
I don't know.
You just know that it's named Susan.
Yeah.
The fundraiser received international attention last year. This year it promised to be even more sensational.
Oof.
I don't know how you can get more sensational.
Sensational.
Sensational is a heavy word to attach to writing someone's name on a cockroach and feeding it to a meerkat. Is that sensational?
This is even more sensational.
Well, what are they going to do?
Fireworks.
Dwarves. Dwarves to bears? Nah, probably not.
The Marty Shear Gold Show, Triple M.
What injury did you push through? You had it, you knew you had it, and you just kept going.
Like he had a broken collarbone and played a full game of football and then didn't get diagnosed with a broken collarbone for like 6 months.
Oh, just really?
6 months?
Yeah.
Wow. Went to the doctor
sore. Yeah.
General soreness.
Yeah. Kept playing.
What about this? Russell Crowe has recalled breaking both of his legs whilst filming a scene for his 2010 movie Robin Hood.
I never saw this.
It wasn't very good.
I never saw Robin Hood.
Cate Blanchett?
Is she in that?
I think she plays Maid Marian.
Wow.
Russell had a recent interview with People magazine and he revealed that he was unaware he'd fractured his legs until a decade after what he initially thought was a small mishap on set. He said, we should have prepped the ground and buried a pad because he had to do a scene where he was jumping off the side of a castle.
Yeah.
We were in a rush to get the shot done in the fading light with hundreds of extras around, arrows flying, burn pots setting the castle on fire. There was no pulling out. As I jumped, I remember thinking, this is going to hurt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He was trying to land on the balls of his feet to better absorb the impact, and he recalled feeling his heels hit the ground first when he landed.
Oh, rusty.
Oh. Rusty. It was like an electric shock bursting up through my body. We were shooting a big movie, so you just struggled through, but the last month of that job was very tricky. There was a number of weeks where even walking was a challenge. This is classic Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Hit down away, mate.
Mate, I busted my legs jumping off the castle. But I'm all right.
There's hundreds of people's livelihoods rely on me.
I can't shut this movie down. I'm going to smoke as much pot as I can.
You don't know that about him.
I'm joking.
He was pushing through.
I'm going to smoke some medicinal marinara. I'm going to smoke a medicinal pasta.
I would smoke marinara.
In my caravan.
Fettuccine.
I'm going to smoke it with a lovely glass of Pinot. I'm going to smoke a marinara through a bong. I'm going to have a bong of marinara. I'm going to have a couple of cones of marinara. G'day, John.
Out of my mountain bike, went over the hangers and busted me collarbone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rode a couple of kilometres back to the car when my mate drove me to hospital.
Ow. John.
John.
Collarbones. Ouch. They can actually, like, they can never be right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I had a plate put in. And the next 4 weeks off work.
Jesus.
Yeah, I broke my collarbone. Fell off a motorbike.
That's right.
Yeah.
I also think there's an age where mountain biking for adults is just, it's not appropriate.
Was he an adult? We don't know.
He could have been a kid.
Could have been a kid.
John,
how old were you?
Yes, sir.
How old were you when you were mountain biking?
Well, I'm still doing it now at 56.
Oh, no. Stop it, John. Yeah. Stop talking now.
I was hoping.
Also, no.
Come on. Adults only
so
today.
So bad could happen to you, John. Very worried for you.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to wrap myself in cotton wool.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's true too, John. I mean, there's no point living life wrapped in cotton wool.
Live your life. Thanks,
John. My thing about mountain biking is more that it's babyish and childish and you look like an idiot.
Not really. It's very, there's very hard things.
I wasn't worried about being wrapped in cotton wool. I was worried about going down to the pub and saying to the boys, geez, a big day tomorrow. I'm going up through Lerda Der Gorge on the pushy. And then punching you in the face.
Are you going to change yourself for someone else?
No.
I think
I'm going to have a couple of schooners, a Carlton draft, and I'm going to be a proud mountain biker. Hayden, what did you do? What did you push through?
So I broke 5 ribs and punctured a lung while I was racing my motorcycle last year.
Ooh.
And we fixed up the bike. I went to the Ambos and kind of lied, said I was okay. Got back out and won the next race.
Nice. Oh, good man. Mate, what are you riding?
It's an old classic bike, like a little Honda 500.
Yeah, right. Okay. And what is that part of a circuit of races?
Yeah, that was up at Broadford. So, road racing. So it's like a classic road racing.
Oh, road racing scares me.
If you came off again, that would have been serious damage.
How did you actually stack?
Oh, I was chasing a bigger guy that was a little bit faster, and I probably shouldn't have been. Ran a bit wide, crashed, tumbled a bit. And yeah, I knew I'd hurt my ribs. I've cracked ribs before, and I thought that's all I had. I didn't unzip my leathers or anything like that.
No.
Friends,
there's no time to get your penis out in that situation, Hayden.
Thanks, Hayden.
What are you getting your junk out for, bro? We're in the middle of a race.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Gold Do show. I have a sheet for this, or am, no, I, just, no, you don't. Am I just riffing?
Riffing. We've got some audio.
Yeah, good. yesterday, were we doing the podcast?
Yes, this podcast.
And a bloke called Apps.
Oh, no, a guy called Appsy.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. Called the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were chatting with him.
Yeah.
You take over, mate.
Yeah, go on.
Have a chat.
I forget what the topic was. But
we were talking about what your servo go-to was.
You take over.
That's right. Yeah. Your servo go-to. And Appsy rang up.
And Appsy rang up. And his was the chicken and mayo roll.
Yeah, which we love. Yeah.
Tasty. And then when Appsy hung up, we were like,
why is he called Appsy?
Never thought to ask him in the moment.
And then I think we started discussing possible reasons why he may have been called Appsy.
We had this chat.
I reckon it's because he's the only guy on site who downloads apps.
I reckon he's name is...
Oh, yeah.
I reckon he's a big dating app guy.
Appsy.
Lives on Tinder.
He's
on
the app. I reckon his name is like Trevor Appston.
So much speculation.
We just tried to call Appsy and find out why he's called Appsy. Mm. Appsy hasn't got his phone on.
No. He's a busy man. We're trying to track him down.
Anyone knows Appsy?
Yeah.
We thought it'd be fun for the listeners to ring us, tell us their nickname, and then as a group, we try and work out why they're called that.
I love this so much.
This will be fun.
I can start with one that's been contributed on Instagram, and it's one of your favourites, Marty. Yeah. Sausage legs.
Sausage legs.
Do you have any idea why it's called sausage legs?
I'll say it's because he's got skinny legs.
Yeah, that's it. He's got no definition.
Yeah.
But no definition. Good start. Yeah, sausage legs.
We love sausage legs.
Well, we found Appsy.
Appsy!
Who sparked this entire chat. G'day, Appsy.
How are we?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Just got a couple of messages on the phone saying answer my phone.
Yeah, right. Well, that's us trying to track you down, because when we were chatting with you after we finished, we were like, I wonder why Appsy's called Appsy.
Yeah.
I wish I had an exciting story for you.
Oh, no. Let us tell you what we thought. I thought it was because you were the king of apps on the work site.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a dating apps thing.
And I thought your name's like Aspen or Appsy, like it's a name thing. Good, Lauren.
No. Lauren, that was pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, no, it was terrible, Appsy. Why are you called Appsy?
Well, unfortunately, like I said, it's not very exciting, but my last name is Apps. So, APPS, like iPhone apps. So,
Loz was right.
It's
as badly as she told you that story, she was actually correct.
Just didn't spit it out.
Yeah. No. I know. Yeah. I said a bit on the podcast. I should have just.
Lovely chatting with you,
Appsy. Thank you, Appsy. Well,
Cheesy. Hello, Cheesy.
Hi.
How you going?
Hi,
well, now that you're a woman, I've got to change my idea.
Me too. I was going to say, we'll have the same name.
Mine was Richard Wilkins related.
Okay, Cheesy.
Cheesy.
You love cheese?
That's your nickname, is it?
I do love cheese, but that's not the why I have that nickname.
Okay, well, don't tell us. Give us a couple of cracks at it. Cheese. Are you soft in the middle?
Are you a bit stinky?
No.
You always bring cheese to parties. Oh, it's like a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board. Are you always the person that wants to get photos?
Nice.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. But yes, but no. Oh,
All right. Tell us why.
Come on, Cheesy.
Are you sure you want to give up already?
Yes.
News is coming
up. It's my last name, Cheeseman.
Cheeseman. We moved away from the golden rule of nicknames.
Of course. Get on your Cheesy.
Cheeseman.
That's a great last name.
Oh, wow.
Melt at room temperature. Oh, I'm doing all sorts of stuff.
So many better.
Of course her name's Cheeseman.
Imagine if her first name was Bree. Oh.
Now who's this?
E.
Hi, how you going?
I'm good, E. How are you?
Good. It's an honour to be in the presence of the great Marty Sheargold.
Thank you, E. It's lovely to chat with you. Now, what's your nickname?
The Mummy.
The Mummy. Well, you may well actually be a mummy.
Christ, no. That would be a worry for me.
Okay.
Mates with Molly Meldrum.
Perhaps you live in Richmond.
Did you just get injured all the time and you were wrapped in bandages?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Bang on.
Yes!
That felt like a good guess.
Yeah. Enzo, how are you going, buddy?
Good, thanks, Marty. First time, long time.
Good on you, Enzo.
I'm going to guess it's Ferrari related.
No, is it your nickname, Enzo?
No, it's a guy I used to work with.
Yeah.
He called him Bondi.
Bondi. Well, let us guess.
His name is Enzo.
Bondi because he could never get a park.
No, we called him Bondi because he was a long way from Manly.
Good burn, Enzo.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
How'd you hurt yourself at home is the question we're asking now. People get hurt at home all the time.
All the time.
What about when I fell off the toilet after midnight oil and bumped my head?
Or when you slid off the couch and you got carpet burn on your forehead.
That was unfortunate. Yeah. I tried to slide onto the couch with one hand and be quite cool, except I missed the couch and my forehead hit the rug. And it was a sisal rug.
Yeah.
One of those deep corded rugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I just took a divot of skin out between my eyes.
I know that a photo of that is on my phone somewhere.
I've seen the photo.
I cannot find it.
That was a home injury.
Yeah.
I lopped the end off my thumb recently.
Yeah.
It's like just a little disc of skin.
When you're julienning the carrots?
It was capsicum, actually. Oh, right.
It was a capsicum's not my favourite in other news.
Mm. Oh.
I like capsicum.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, capsicum. Red, I think.
Is that the final?
No, the final is how did you hurt yourself at home?
How did you hurt yourself at home? Cameron Munster appears unlikely to play in Melbourne's NRL Round 1 match against the defending Premiers Penrith. Jeez, that'll be a bloody good game of rugby league. And Munster's been able to train fully since re-injuring his groin when he slipped in the shower while the Storm were, and this bit is loosely at home, in Fiji for a pre-season clash with Newcastle.
It's Fiji home.
More about the shower.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone has a shower at home.
Mundane injuries that you've done at home.
Mm. Exactly.
I sliced my thumb open on a tin of tuna.
That's right. Okay. That's exactly what we're talking about. Take a break, sweets.
What?
Just sit out for one.
I'm contributing.
It's Women's Day.
Oh, it's Women's Day. No, you're back. I was looking good for the Fiji game and then I slipped in the shower, so it wasn't ideal, says the Munster.
Yeah.
It's a frustrating injury, but I'm doing everything I can to get it right. Slipping in the shower.
Oh, you don't
you get to an
that.
Age where I've actually got a grab rail in the shower now.
Do you?
I can't remember her name, but she's in there. How'd you hurt yourself at home, Shane?
I was at home, had a few froffies, and had a new bloke that moved in next door. So I thought it might be funny to put a. He had a work van electrician. Thought it might be funny to put a couch up on top of his van. So
when good fun.
Got out in the morning. He was like, "Jesus, what's here?" So as I was jumping off, jumped off, had nothing on my feet, landed on my feet and broke both heels, snapped them straight through.
Oh my God.
So I was in a wheelchair for 3 months with my legs straight up in the air.
Oh my God.
Shane. So silly.
Technically, it was outside.
Ah, damn.
But it's still at home.
Oh, I would accept that.
Well,
totally.
Neighbour's driveway?
Mm. Yeah.
You're
okay.
Moving further away from your own property there, but I'm accepting it.
Okay,
Home adjacent.
Matt.
Guys,
hi, Matt.
Long time, first time.
Good on you, Matt.
So my story involves a frozen English muffin.
Oh, and
So first time being out of home and decided to sort of reward myself, treat myself by getting some very new and sharp knives.
Nice. Good start.
Nice.
And... anyway, breakfast comes around, decide that I want to have, you know, as you do, start your day off right with a frozen English muffin.
Mm.
Try to figure out how I'm going to separate this and instead of using my brain and potentially putting it in.
You cut your hand with the knife on a frozen muffin. Thank you, Matt.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
The worst sporting performance that you've ever been involved in. Or indeed seen.
Yeah. I received a message over the weekend from our colleague Tom.
Tom Beers. And what's Tom do? Remind me.
We like to call him Gary Gary.
Yeah, Gary Gary Beers.
I haven't seen Tom Beers in ages.
Neither have I.
I saw him yesterday.
Mind you, he could walk in now and I wouldn't know who he is. What's Tom do?
He's part of the digital team. He does great work.
Does
particularly
he?
Particularly across the sport.
And the digital team. God almighty, I've heard everything.
He sent me a message and he says, use this information as you please.
Great.
And then I've opened up and we see a scorecard, a cricket scorecard from over the weekend. And it involves our own digital guy, Christian.
Christian.
Hello, Christian.
Who I like to call Kirsten because he spells Christian with a K, which is unheard of, unusual and unnecessary.
Un-Australian.
It's un-Australian, which is fitting for you, Christian, of course, with your Greek background.
He's Italian.
Italian. In the same region.
So unfortunately for Christian, it gets worse because this scorecard is not very pretty.
So what your name is this from? What are we talking?
Well, Tom also said this is playing in F2, which he says is Div 9. Christian, is that right? Yeah, Div 9.
Division 9 what?
I don't have enough detail.
It's cricket, though.
It's cricket. Yeah.
When you first brought this to us, William, I was like, don't. This is so embarrassing and sad. But then I found out you're quite a good cricket player normally.
Yeah.
This isn't normal for him.
He made a return to the sport, took 2 wickets last week. He was doing all right.
Okay, but Div 9? I didn't know it went
it's
that low.
It's social. He goes to have a beer in the sheds after with the fellas.
Yeah, but is everyone drinking with straws?
So, Christian's scorecard. With the ball, it says K. Amenta, 1 over, 0 maidens, 27 runs, 0 wickets.
27 off the over.
He must have been seeing him like beach balls the other way.
You must have been watching a lot of balls go back over your head.
And then in reply, the Riverside 6-11 have come out to bat. Christian has come in at number 7.
Yeah.
And it's just a picture of a gold duck.
Oh no. None for 27 off 1 over. And a golden duck. Christian, or are you saying it was a duck off 2 balls?
He swears it was a second ball duck.
Second ball duck.
Doesn't make it heaps better.
Doesn't make it no better at all. Did you walk back to the sheds or crawl?
Yeah, cry.
Crawled back to the sheds after that performance. Yeah. That is outstandingly
bad. It's about as bad as it gets.
Well, none for 27.
the golden duck.
Then a second ball duck. It could only be a couple of things better about it.
Like 4 drop catches or something.
No, like none for 36. And a first ball or a diamond duck run out at the non-striker's end. There's not a lot of ways to make that worse. No. Hello, Matt, how are you going?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. Matt, worst sporting performance you've been involved in?
My son on the weekend. He 1 over, none for 31.
Oh, no. Geez. How old is he, Matt?
18.
Oh, no. It's so not like matters. He's 12 and he couldn't get it down the other.
For 12 months.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's still none for 30 off 1 over.
And he made 0 off 3 balls.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, no.
That is worse than yours. I was talking to Christian, but no one would have known that because I was looking at him and didn't use his name. What do you got on Insta, William?
We had Rob who says my high school AFL team lost 132-1. But Rob reckons he scored there behind, so
well, that's important.
All we had Nathan who says went 1-13 in an inter-school badminton competition in high school, which was a massive hit to the ego.
Yeah, of course. Hello, Marco.
G'day, Marty and team. How are we?
Good, Marco, mate.
We played in for a team called Mulgrave for the National Youth League in the 80s, and I was only about 17. And
what
we
sport
lost
is this, Marco?
Soccer.
Yeah. Mm.
We lost 14 games in a row.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
Jeez, it's hard to get up and about.
Yeah.
Particularly if kickoff's at like 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, we won our 15th game and we partied like we won the title.
Yeah, man.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Aussie slang, expressions like budgie smugglers, flat out like a lizard drinking. They've all sort of come and gone over the years.
Mm.
According to some, Aussie slang has carked it.
Mm.
Well, this is generational, isn't it?
Yeah. Carked it.
We're not as bogan as we used to be. There's still bogans out there.
For sure, I'm a bogan.
Well, carked it is slang, isn't it, surely?
Carked it is Aussie slang for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Fairly recently, actually, we're starting to collect these terms and rest assured we're finding them. This is according to the guys who are putting together like the ultimate sort of Aussie slang book.
Yeah.
No.
Good job.
Totally made that up. Slang book. Hadn't read a word of that.
No, I know.
Mate, I started riffing.
Yeah.
So
that's okay.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah. There's no in improv.
Mate.
No.
There's no I in team.
Yeah, no.
But there is in get out now, please.
No, there's not.
No. Just keep saying words.
Could not get a word with an I in it.
Improv.
Right. The one we started with. Well, there's no I in leave immediately. Yes, there is.
There is.
Two.
Here we go. People are scared that Aussie slang's dying.
Yes.
The Age newspaper runs a daily quiz on its puzzles page and questions about slang appear occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
A sample from April 2006 until March 2021 contains over 100 such questions. I don't know why I'm reading any of this.
You sent it through. It was the most confusing article about...
I didn't even read it.
Aussie slang dying out, and this is the most popular ones that appear in the Age quiz.
Right.
Right.
Sanger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Great bit of slang.
Always. Give me a sanger.
I'll say sanger.
Like, yeah. I reckon even overseas people would know what you mean if you said, could I have a sanger?
No, I'm still sanger.
I once said to an American, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Arvo. Yeah. And she's like, what's an Arvo?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? They just don't get it.
Dax they'd get, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Put your Dax
Shepherd.
Or Dax up.
Dax strides.
They'd strides. Strides. Yeah. I think they'd say Dax.
Slacks.
Shoot through like a Bondi tram. That's an old one.
I've never heard that.
No, I haven't heard that.
No, that is an old one.
Surely a Melbourne version of that.
Mm.
What's a thunderbox?
That's toilet. A toilet.
Outdoor is toilet.
It? Yeah.
Drop toilet?
Yeah, you sit on them. The old thunderbox.
Yeah, accessed by the old lanes at the back of houses in the inner
flat
suburbs.
Flat as a shit carter's hat. They come in and take your poo away. Walk it out in a big pot on their heads.
Danny man. I don't know a lot of these, actually.
What about Spit the Dummy? That's a good one.
Yeah, Spit the Dummy.
Is that Aussie? Spit the Dummy?
Pacifier.
What's Illywacker? Like, I don't know what these are.
An Illywacker. Jeez, I don't know what an Illywacker is.
Someone who's not a fan of the rapper Illy.
An Illywacker. Gosh, I should know that.
You know what a rat bag is, though, Marty?
Yeah, rat bag.
Yeah.
Cheese and kisses. Dead horse. Cheese and kisses is your missus. Dead horse. Sauce.
Yeah.
What's a Noah's Ark?
Noah's Ark.
A park?
F.
Noah's Ark.
Oh. Yeah. Are we wading into something that we shouldn't be?
What about the last one? A cabinet.
What? How's that slang? That's a word.
You know, going to meet him, bloody funny old fella, a cabinet of a bloke.
You're making a cabinet of yourself.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
A cleaner in the UK is taking legal action after being fired for eating a leftover tuna sandwich from a discarded platter.
So this wasn't someone's personal sandwich.
This is like function's over. Tuna sandwich on the platter.
That's unfair.
Of course you're going to eat it.
Of course.
How many times have you eaten something off a platter that you weren't involved in?
Oh.
Heaps of times.
So many times.
I've eaten leftover chips at a pub.
That's fine.
What?
Wait, hang on. Someone else you don't know?
Table.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
No.
I'm going to support you in whatever you do, William. You know that. But I'm not. I don't like chippies.
Were they warm still?
Stone cold. But I love cold chippies.
You don't know that Marty's got a big thing with history of food and where it's come from. You don't know who ate that before.
I couldn't have done that.
It was side chips, like Parma, and then they hadn't touched
that's
them.
That's okay.
They were pristine.
In a separate bowl?
Okay.
No.
Not on the plate?
On the plate, yeah.
No, I wasn't proud of that. Bumped it with his knife, bumped it with his fork.
Oh, yeah, well.
No.
Gabriela Rodriguez from Ecuador cleaned the offices of the Devonshire solicitors for 2 years, but was fired after her contractor, Total Clean, received a complaint that leftover sandwiches were not being returned.
Oh, let the woman eat.
Yeah. She was sacked just before Christmas for taking client property without authority or reasonable excuse. Well, she might have been starving.
Exactly.
Yeah. United Voices of the World Union. That sounds like fun.
Unite.
It sounds like a sort of famine type organisation.
We are the world.
We are the United Voices of the World Union. It supports migrant workers because they've got a voice too, guys. I mean, I love having a bit of fun as much as the next guy.
Mm.
It's important.
But you get a migrant plasterer, say, for example.
Yeah.
Might be undercutting the wages of other plasterers around.
Mm.
They deserve a voice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Of course.
And they deserve to be punted back to where they came from. Am I right, Matthew?
Absolutely not. I couldn't disagree more.
Oh, okay. I thought we were closing the borders today.
Bruce is it?
No.
Sorry.
That is.
Supporting cleaner.
United Voices of the World Union, Marty.
Dozens of the members protested outside the offices of the Devonshire solicitors on Valentine's Day. Okay. Nice touch.
Yeah.
Bearing 100 cans of tuna, 300 hand-wrapped sandwiches, several helium heart-shaped balloons, and love letters for Roderick.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Matthew, our very own executive producer and soon to leave the show.
Hello.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Continues his programming journey and dream.
Yeah.
Which we always knew was coming.
I know.
It was just a matter of time. Yeah, of course.
Where, you know, he loves being here because it was so much fun, but...
He'll still be around. He'll still be around the show.
He'll be around.
Ducking in and out, doing a bit of podcast with us.
Not getting rid of me that easily.
No way.
No way. Nor do we want to. I wouldn't dream of it.
You guys are being too nice. This is weird. What's happening here?
Oh, I know. I'm genuine.
Here's a phoner that Matthew's been trying to get off the ground for years.
It actually is.
It's actually years.
I thought it's really only been since September last year, unfortunately.
It's not that I'm reluctant or resistant. It's just that whenever Matthew suggests it, it's usually 9/11. And it's like, we can't do flight mares today, Matthew, because of the obvious reasons.
Yes.
Planes flying into towers.
That was an actual example.
That was an actual example. I said, Matthew, not today.
That wasn't on purpose. That was a mistake.
Of course. Give us a ring if you've had a flight mare for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I believe there's lots of stories in our audience. This is like fishermen when we tapped into our fisherman audience.
Yeah. Mm.
I think there's people that have had nightmares on a flight.
Matthew, you know who could call? Mm. The man whose laptop you handed to flight staff before the plane took off, and that was his laptop.
Well, why on earth
you thought he'd lost it, and so you gave his laptop to flight staff.
He had put it under the wrong chair.
He put it under his seat instead of the
seat. But you don't want to ask him first, just in case?
Well, I didn't think.
No. And if no one calls for this, it will be wonderful.
No. Oh, no.
No.
People are calling.
No,
people are going
to
call.
So what made the cut to get flight mares across the line for Matthew?
Maggots fall on a plane passenger.
This is what I'm talking about.
Flight mares. Have you had one? An hour into a Delta flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, the plane had to turn around after maggots reportedly fell from an overhead cabin onto economy passengers.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, some might say they deserve it.
Okay.
This is economy.
I can't even say the word. Delta flight DL133 returned to Schiphol on Tuesday after a suitcase containing rotten fish in the overhead bin broke open and maggots began to fall on the unsuspecting passengers.
Can't be bringing dead fish onto a plane.
So many questions. What are you taking that on for?
I don't know. Once the airplane landed, passengers exited, the cabin was cleaned and the suitcase involved was put in a bag to be burned.
Good.
Jeez, seems excessive. Mm-hmm. Burning the bag. Delta staff identified the owner of the rotting suitcase and detained them on the plane after all the passengers disappeared. Not so fast, mate.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Where are you going?
You crashed the fabric, bro. You're not going anywhere.
I'm sorry, I'll take my fish. And
you should have told me I didn't have to bring the fish on the plane. I would have left the fish back at my apartment.
Surely they would have smelt the fish before any of all this happened.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Oh, a couple of calls coming through now, Matt.
There he is. Hang on, it's almost a full board, Marty.
Anna, have you had a flight mare?
Oh, probably maybe a trifecta or a quaddy, a good old Ansett hostie back in the day.
Oh, lovely, Anna.
The lady pooping all the way down the aisle.
Oh, dear. Make it to the toilet.
Oh, no, the guy urinating on our overnight luggage instead of the toilet.
Then you've got the vomiting
that doesn't end up in a bag.
And the quaddy is the guy
who takes his suit off because he vomited in the toilets, washing it in the hand basin.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a flop. Well done, Anna.
What was he meant to do?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're supposed to do, but in those tiny little sinks, they're awful enough as it is. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Ali.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, Ali. Have you had a flight mare?
Well, it wasn't me. It was a very dear friend of mine, and she was on a packed flight.
Yeah.
Her husband passed away of a heart attack.
Oh, my God. On the plane.
On the plane.
Next to her.
They just had to put a blanket over him and she had to sit next to him for the rest of the flight.
Oh, surely not.
Surely you're moving her, at least.
Oh, my God. Please tell me they weren't flying to Adelaide to make it worse.
A little one out of Adelaide.
We didn't know where we were
going to
find the laugh in there.
We got a little one.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
I'll leave a learn some
This is a belter. An Indian man spent over $4,500 on his dream to own a car that looked like a helicopter.
Yeah.
Only to then have the vehicle seized by police on the day it hit the road. There's a photo of it there. I don't even know what sort of car that is. It's similar to like a Toyota Yaris.
It looks like an AI photo, to be honest.
Honestly, the car's so tiny.
A little Lada Samara.
And he's just whacked a big propeller on top of it and some other sort of stuff and he's put the tail rotor out the back of it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He could have just put a little helicopter, like the ones on those hats, like a little propeller on the hat.
He could have, Rodney Rood style.
Yeah.
Are you laughing at me handicap? Ishwar Dean, a resident of India's northern state of Uttar Pradesh, worked on the family car for more than 2 months. Well, 2 months seems generous.
to make
it look like a chopper. He welded a helicopter's rotor blade onto the roof and attached a tail boom to the back of the vehicle, which he named Carcopter.
Oh, okay.
Into the chopper!
Car-copter. Pretty straightforward.
Carcopter.
Mm. Carcopter.
Carcopter.
Mr. Dean was on his way to a workshop to get it painted, which it does need, when it was stopped by traffic police who seized the chopper car for violating motor rules and fined its maker $36.
So that's a cheap fine.
Heavy fine. $36 in India. You'd feel that.
Well, he spent ¼ million rupees on this.
$36, 2,000 rupees. It was like the time I got a parking ticket in Adelaide years and years and years ago for $14. I was like, oh, well, I might park here again.
Is that it?
It was cheaper than the car park to get fined.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
What events would be in the Aussie Man Games is the area we're moving into. Now, this is good fun.
I love this.
The first ever Florida Man Games were held over the weekend.
Yeah.
Featuring events including a mullet contest. Well, we could easily
do
a mullet contest.
Yeah.
A weaponized pool noodle mud duel.
Okay.
Wow.
That's just fun.
Right.
That's just turning pool noodles into a weapon.
Okay.
And throwing some mud down and getting it on, dog.
Mm.
A Florida sumo contest where competitors try to spill one another's beers.
Wow.
That is, like, that's really fun. I wonder what makes them Florida.
Sumo. Don't get caught up in the destination. This is about the journey.
I have an idea for the Aussie Man Games.
Yeah, what do you got?
Like, who can eat a hot party pie the fastest?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That would have been really hot.
Sponsored by 4 and 20, of course.
Yeah.
Hundreds of spectators purchased $55 tickets to observe the proceedings. There was a pork butt eating contest.
Pork butt.
Oh,
I didn't know. What is? I mean, pork butt. Isn't that just like the
it's just like the, yeah, okay.
It's the back of a pork.
Yeah.
A back of a pork. Matthew, it's the back of back a pork. Of a pork. Of you the know pork. The back of a pork.
Yeah. The butt, yeah.
A Boston butt is a slightly wedge-shaped portion of the pork shoulder.
Okay.
Ah.
What else do they have? Evading arrest obstacle course.
That's a bit of fun.
Now we're talking. The evading arrest obstacle course.
Only in Florida.
Hello, James. What would you have in the Aussie Mad Games?
It'd be a trailer reversing competition.
Oh, that's very good, James.
Amazing.
Why is reversing a trailer so difficult?
So many moving bits.
Well, you don't. I don't think a lot of people train to do it.
No. And there's a trick to it. Like, you've got to look over the shoulder and you work the opposite way to the way you think you've got to work.
Okay. Yeah. It is a skill.
Oh, totally.
It's a good one to know.
I don't know how those guys with big.
Oh, me neither.
B-double semis with a couple of trailers on the back of them. I don't know how they reverse.
No.
Yeah.
What events would be in the Aussie Man Games, Stacey?
How about weeing in the hole with points lost for hitting the wall or the floor?
Oh,
yes!
Really? What a wonderful idea, Stacey.
Like archery. Stacey,
rewarded
that's
for accuracy.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not sure how the points would go in that one.
Well, I reckon you'd
get a wee sodden bit of carpet as the trophy. You know how some toilets have carpet
that's
in front of them? Why? It's just a collector of wee.
I reckon it'd be a distance thing and same thing, like you got to get it in. If you get the seat, you get less. Mm. Outside, forget about it.
It's like the handball target.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Stacey. Handball.
Concentric rings for less and less points.
Yes.
Candice.
Hello, mate.
Hi.
What do you like?
I was thinking capture the goon bag instead of capture the flag.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Excellent.
Great idea.
But I've got a second, and it's the classic clothesline trapeze.
Oh, my nice. God.
Like the hills hoist.
What sort of moves can you rip off on a hills hoist?
I don't know whether it'd be about the dismount or how many you can pull off before you break it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's some thought gone into this.
This is excellent.
Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, you've got that sport at the moment that's blowing up the world, that slap fighting where two blokes stand there and slap each other. But you do the Aussie version. You've got to have a schooner in one hand and you use your thong and you pull your beer out.
You're holding your schooner, you slap the other bloke with your own thong, and if he spills his beer, you're out.
Perfect.
That's outstanding.
That's actually genius.
Thank you, Ryan.
That is as Aussie as it gets.
What events would be in the Aussie Man Games? What's on Insta, Will?
The reverse trailer is very popular.
Yeah,
I think that's
good.
the
blue ribbon event.
Yeah, it is.
Brendan says flat pack assembly comp.
Yeah, oh, good.
Yeah. Sharon says who would get the gold medal in mansplaining.
Yes.
That's funny, Sharon. That's really funny. You set a topic and a man has to explain it to a woman.
As most
really patronising.
It's like the topic is periods. Go on.
Oh, hang on, mate. Why would you ruin our chat with that stuff?
Yeah. I'll explain why you did wrong there.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.